Yes.
Mr. Callum on 2191 for you.
All right, thank you.
But I knew that you'd had a million and one things to do, and you know, I believe if there's anything we can do down here to lighten the load, that we want to do it.
Sure do.
Before we get on to anything else, I want to tell you.
Hello. Hello.
That's you.
Hello, huh?
I say, before we get on anything else, I just must tell you that I thought your message to the joint session was as good as it could have been.
Well,
for this content and delivery.
Well, thank you.
On your Thanksgiving message, I thought they put a little bit too much oil on your hair.
Yeah?
Because they light it above, and it gives a reflection that isn't good.
Uh-huh.
I just like, particularly on television, I think with virtually no oil at all on your hair, the effect is good.
Uh-huh.
Now, your glasses, I'm accustomed to, and I think it lends a certain... Oh, call it dignity, anything else, want to, but might I suggest that the best optometrist that you can get examine the possibility of less color in the rims, or the effect of color on the rims of the glass on television appearances.
Well, the ones I got are just plain flesh color. I've got some black ones, but they always look so damn bad, I thought.
And I don't know whether or not a rimless glass would do it or not for television, but you might want to experiment with that.
All right.
Because the rims on the glass, that show up pretty well.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that anyone could have achieved the effect that the nation needed any more than you did in your joint appearance for the joint session.
That's good. You know any other news?
Clyde Weatherby was in the office when you called. We haven't got all of the abstract on the Logan place. You got a 10-day clause in it, and I'm not sure that AW notified them the abstract was incomplete, so I'm dropping them a note today to be well within the 10-day line. Tell him it is incomplete. We've been notified for the attorney.
Tell him come right on.
Write him the detail.
Hey, Debbie's coming in. I'll ask him here in a minute.
All right, fine. He might have written them, but just to be sure, I was dropping him a note saying that that was true.
Any other news?
Now, Don has talked to John Gray in Beaumont, and it's fixing to pick up. I believe it's maybe 750 shares in John's place down there, and hasn't heard again from Julius Gordon. I don't know the score on his.
All right.
On the plane, I don't know if he got the word or not, but Beach called from Wichita.
I told him, just tell him to not put it on the seat, but put it on a cover that fits right over the seat, so when I ride it, it'd be just the opposite than the other one. The other one had it on the chair. And we put the cover over it. This time we won't put it on there, but we'll have a cover made to fit it.
That's good, good. That's excellent. Now, did the spare engine go with the twin Bonanza on the price?
Yeah.
Good, good. I wasn't positive, but I wanted to know about that.
Yeah.
What would you think of Ralph Bunch if we could get him down here addressing the Rotary Club of Austin?
I think it'd be excellent.
I wrote Walter and asked him to, one, if y'all thought it was all right, two, if there's a possibility of getting him. That the Rotary Club, Harry Aiken is chairman of the first quarter committee, right after your address to the joint session, Aiken had a meeting of his program committee and came up seeing me and wondered what I thought about it. And I think it would be good for the Rotary Club, and I think it'd be good for the cause.
Good.
And would hope that he could do it, and that there would be no expense to the club, even for transportation, but they're willing to pay that if necessary.
All right.
So it'd be a first, and I believe that the reception would be all that they could want.
Right.
Larry Winship from Boston has been down here the last two or three days. He's doing a pretty much an in-depth study. Been out to A.W.'s house once. He's going to meet Mary Allen and three or four people out there tomorrow at 2 o'clock for some interviews.
Right.
Stands in George. He's friendly. And we've been trying to be as helpful as possible to him. On a Johnson City house, we're just finishing up out there, and Roy I'm working with in selection of what colors hadn't been decided, and decided to go ahead and put out lists of our pictures. Cost a little bit more now, but it'll get it done once and for all.
Put what?
Outlets, electric outlets that will take care of pictures when they're
on.
And where the picture will hang over.
Yeah.
On Jim Lane called me two or three days ago, said these units that Woody had talked to him about several months ago, be off the production line within the next couple of weeks, and wanted to know if we still had need for them and wanted them. And I told him just to go right ahead and let them come off the production line and to get someone to call me when they weren't. By that time, I would have any answers.
I guess so. I don't know.
I thought just let him go ahead and assign them and be all right.
Right.
Now, on Shorenhorst, traditionally, we've let Ms. Hausman go on one hunt up there. And about every other season.
Wait just a minute.
Jack Stable put
the title was inadequate on that.
And Louis Shane.
Wait just a minute.
All right.
Right, you better. A.W. said he didn't notify him, and the 10 days may be up.
It's up tomorrow, I think. Tomorrow the next day, and we thought we'd write him today.
He said it's up today or tomorrow. Hello?
Hello.
Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Well, I believe that contract said that they had to submit an up-to-date abstract, and what they submitted wasn't it. It wasn't even, it was just a piece of an abstract. But
well, that was a position that Clyde took, that it was a partial abstract, but just to be on the safe side, thought we would write them today within the 10 days and call that to the attention.
Go ahead, Mrs. Lucy Alexander on the line for the president.
Just a moment, please.
Hold on just a moment, please.
That they'll be hearing from you direct as to details.
Okay, they sure will.
Good.
How you doing?
Pretty good, A.W. It's been kind of, well, we've been like everybody else. I think all right.
Pretty fast, huh?
Your wife has been wonderful in your absence and helping with folks up there.
Well, that's good. You've been aggravating a lot of people up there.
A good many of them, and I've got to get a fella from the Farm Journal wants to go up tomorrow and hell bent on talking to Dale, and I've been telling him that you'd be back most any day and he ought to talk to you.
Okay.
So I've got him held off till tomorrow. When you planning on coming back?
Well, tonight, in this little bed, well, it'll be pretty late till the time we get home.
He's going to call me at 1 o'clock tomorrow, so maybe we can get him up there. I'd just a lot rather you talk to him and Dale about our farm practice.
Okay. You want to talk to the president again?
Yes, if he's free.
Get this man.
Yeah.
On Shorenhorst, I thought if it's all right, I'd let one or two hunt up there and maybe one or two at the Stewart place during the balance of the season.
All right.
And
I wouldn't have
some sort of an arrangement.
Wouldn't have many, though, because I'm going to want to do some of that myself.
Maybe Louis Shanks and Roy White one night. That'll be about all of it.
All right.
I thought I'd work out some kind of arrangement with either Jimmy Morris or through Brazos Ken and Jimmy, where they could lease the grazing rights to the transmitter sector at regular going rates.
Well, I'd see about what we need up there for their own cattle, if they've got any grazing out there to graze.
All right, I'll talk to Dale about that and see if it would work in. I discussed it with him once, and he thought the distance was... I'll talk to him again.
See it. Yeah, do that. Okay.
I told Bird that Bob Armstrong had said anything that they could do.
Yeah, I know that.
Parkman's so forth. Seabrook has been after me several times, wanting to know if he shouldn't come up there, and if he did come up to be helpful, if he could be properly recognized. And I just said it's too early to tell anything, Dr. Seabrook.
What does he mean, properly recognized?
Well, he didn't want to come up there and not see the president, I guess, and not have something.
I wouldn't have him come right now.
I've just given him a kiss off and said that I...
How's Jake coming?
It's been awfully quiet. I think that...
Well, you start a campaign today to see that every person patriotically in your organization, everyone you know, goes and votes absentee right now. Because we found out last time Bird missed a vote, and just see how many you can get out of your 104 to vote absentee.
I'll do it, and I'll drop by this morning. It was closed, but I'll do it first thing Monday. It's damned important, because that's his course. That's his biggest problem.
Yep.
And we'll start a little campaign on it, publicizing only 2 more days and only 3 more days, whatever it is.
When is election, 17?
I believe that's right, sir. You hit me right in the face with it, and I'm not positive, but I'm almost sure it is the 17th.
I want to bring Chancellor Earhart of Germany to the ranch on about the 27th. I'll be there Christmas and won't come back.
Good, good. That's fine. You will get to spend Christmas down here, then.
I think so.
Now, I am going to talk pretty freely on this line.
Yep.
I saw Cliff yesterday. And I'm taking care of him with 1,500. Golly, I've taken care of. Melvin, is that to be taken care of too the same way?
Well, I just wait and let's see.
All right. And then the balance of them, that with any envelope that Cliff gave me, I'm just holding.
That's right. That's right. And I would just turn them back to him.
Just turn them back to the writers?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll do that. And as I say, I've taken care of Charlie, taken care of Cliff, and I just hold up on the winters. Those are the things that I've been anxious to chat with you on. And, of course, anxious to say
we didn't have you come up here because we thought it would be better for these trustees to operate independently and they can meet and hire you.
I'm in agreement 100% with that.
And
down here that needs to be done.
All right, how's your business?
Really went to hell, of course, this week. And after Friday, we carried no commercials from Friday shortly afternoon until sign-off Monday. But we've been working like hell, even during that period, trying to get make goods. And most of the agencies have been pretty understanding. A few of them have said, just arbitrarily give me credit. We're going to go forward from there. I've gotten back into this music thing, which is not on an even keel at all. Do something there. Looks like the challenge in the job is not big enough, or it's too big for both Broadus and Umphrey's. And I'll work out something there as we go along. I'm getting into it, though.
Did he ever finish up Mary Margaret's?
Yes, all except painting the plates, he told me. And he'll double-check Jack.
They said he had to get something. They had to get something from Paul Taft, some equipment.
Got a receiver from Paul, and I understood that they had gotten that, sir.
No, I didn't think so.
Well, I'll double-check him on that.
See if he goes and gets a turnkey job.
All right. I'll do that.
He got it in the Johnson City house, all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We haven't completed the installation there, but it has to be done in stages of painting. And
you ought to have it out in the tree, too, a couple of them out there.
All right.
Backyard. Any other news?
No, sir. I believe that's all I can think of right now.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Don's here, if you want to say anything to him.
Who?
Don Thomas.
Oh, yes, I do. Please.
I want to tell you about Earhart primarily so we can get ready. How's Dale doing? 27th.
When does it look like y'all will be down?
I might be there the 14th.
That'll be wonderful.
Okay, here's Don.
Right. Hello.
Thomas?
Yeah.
And damn, where you been?
Right all around.
All around?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
anything down here I can do for your family while you're gone?
No, I think not. We'll be in tonight about 11:30, I think.
All right. Has A.W. got a car out
there? A.W.'s car is at the airport.
All right.
And I think I have one.
Station.
No, I don't think we need any.
Tell A.W. that his wife has got Larry Winship for the Boston Globe, meeting three or four people out of his house at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And I'll have a reporter from the Farm Journal that we'll arrange for him to meet, if you will, up at the ranch or at his place about 2:30 or 3, where he can wrap both of them up at one time, maybe.
All right.
And I had something else I wanted to ask you, but I guess it'll wait.
Anything going on there locally?
Awfully quiet, Don. People are still numb. Terribly impressed by events of the last few days, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But did you get to see any of the game Thursday?
Not a minute.
But damn, it was sensational, Don.
Must have been.
Sorry, folks.
Must have been.
I'll see you then tomorrow.
All right, sir.
Thank you, Don.
Oh, excuse me, just a minute.
Don.
Hold it.
Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Run one of your little telephone woody poles on Jake and Dobbs.
All right, sir.
Get about 100 calls and keep Secretary busy for a day or so.
All right.
Can we get about four of them per outfit and be sure that about 15 of them are out of East Austin?
All right.
East Austin dresses. Okay.
Tell Don, if you will, sir, that I talked to Morrell yesterday. And Morrell said that Home Theaters was writing Thomas Clark. There is some conversation, some thought about Home Theaters going public and maybe buying Midwest Video. He was talking in circles as only Morrell can. As soon as Don gets back, I want him to get on that and see what they're finagling with there. Morrell tried to make a run at me on some escape clause for the power lease, and I blew all fuses and told him that I didn't think he'd have guts enough to ask. He's promised to get that squared away for sure. The thing that disturbed me in talking with Morrell more than anything else was his statement that Mr. Moses was had turned things over to him. Mr. Moses was not feeling well. I said, is he sick? He said, no, but he's cutting down on his work in the law firm. Is got a lot of workload, and he's turned this over to me as executive president. So ask Don, tell Don, I sure want to get on that first thing Monday.
Bird wants to give up her option. I told her she's crazy.
We can't afford to give up that option. We might sell or transfer. I discussed that with Don and A.W. a little bit, but we don't want to give it up. We sure don't. I wouldn't mind selling it to A.W. and Melvin, or Melvin and Ernie. But I sure don't want to give it up, sir. And selling might be good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.